Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Today is day 1600 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. We are continuing our series this week on Meditation Monday as we focus on mastering Bible study through a series of brief insights from Hebrew scholar Dr. Michael S. Heiser. Our current insights are focusing on practical tools for Bible study. So let's meditate on Bible study, more practical tools. Insight number 69. Learn about the reverse interlinears and their use. In the previous insight, I introduced interlinear Bibles, specifically those in a traditional interlinear format. An even more powerful tool, though, is the reverse interlinear. Like the traditional interlinear, the reverse interlinear displays lines of English and the original biblical language. The traditional interlinear formats the Hebrew or Greek on the top line, which means that the English word order is disrupted. Unlike traditional interlinear, the reverse interlinear puts the English line on the top. I suggest that you check out today's Wisdom Journal for an example of John 3:16 using the reverse interlinear. An obvious advantage to the reverse interlinear format is the readability. It has the correct English words in order. Also, concordance numbers are included. But the benefits go beyond the aesthetic. Reverse interlinears in Bible software allow Bible students to link many of the Hebrew and Greek word research tools that don't use concordance numbers. The reason is that the creation of the reverse interlinear involves directly linking each word of the translation to the Hebrew or Greek word from which it derives. And this makes for a very powerful tool. Let's move on to insight number 70. Use more than one translation in Bible study. The wording of my advice for the day is deliberate. I could have said, use more than one translation for Bible study, but I didn't. I'm recommending that you use more than one translation in Bible study. There is a significant difference. The first option might lead you to think that I'm advising you to switch Bible versions from time to time when you're studying Scripture, and that isn't the case. Instead, I'm suggesting that you have several translations at hand while you are studying. That's why I chose to word my advice as I did. Having several English Bible versions open is very useful for detecting something in a verse or passage that might deserve serious attention in your study. Let's look at a couple of examples. First, Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. First, I'll read it in a New Living Translation. The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from his descendants, until the coming of the one to whom it belongs, the one whom all nations will honor. And now in the King James Version. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. The two translations are quite different, and if you were using more than one translation, you'd notice that easily. If you were just switching translations for a while, you'd never see that. A clear difference like this is signaling that something is going on in the original biblical text that matters for interpretation. Now let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 1. New Living Translation. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And then on to the King James Version. There is therefore no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Again, there is a dramatic difference. The KJV is twice as long, and the difference matters. The KJV seems to suggest that one reason we're not condemned is that we are living or walking in the Spirit as we should. Are works part of the reason that we are not under condemnation? How good must we be? We need to study what's going on here and find out why. And now you know because you've compared translation. And this is just one sense of the benefits of using multiple translations at the same time while studying your Bible. It will provide a wider insight into the passage. And let's close with our verse for today, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue our trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on Bible study and why it's important in creating our living legacy. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life. Encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,599 daily treks or read the daily journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. As we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.